Have you ever woken up feeling like your body has completely betrayed you? Your joints ache with a pain that makes movement unbearable, your mind feels wrapped in cotton, and simply getting out of bed seems impossible, yet doctors insist nothing is wrong? This nightmare is the daily reality for over 300,000 Americans diagnosed with Lyme disease each year, a number 10 times higher than previously acknowledged. From celebrities like Avril Lavigne to political figures like George W. Bush, this condition crosses all boundaries, yet remains profoundly misunderstood by mainstream medicine. What makes this story particularly compelling is that the solution emerged from personal desperation. Dr. Darren Ingles developed his revolutionary immune-boosting plan only after standard antibiotic treatments failed to cure his own Lyme disease. His approach fundamentally reimagines Lyme not as a simple bacterial infection, but as a complex trigger for autoimmune chaos, offering genuine hope where conventional medicine has repeatedly fallen short. Lyme disease is the fastest-growing insect-borne infection across the United States, Europe, and Asia. Though rediscovered in 1975 when children near Lyme, Connecticut developed mysterious arthritis, this disease has haunted humanity for millennia, the oldest confirmed case being Otzi the Iceman, a 5,300-year-old mummy carrying Borrelia burgdorferi DNA. What makes Lyme uniquely terrifying is its biological stealth. When a tick bites, it coats the bacteria in saliva, delaying immune recognition for weeks. The spirochete's corkscrew shape drills through tissues while constantly changing surface proteins to evade detection. Your immune system chases a criminal who keeps changing disguises. The danger multiplies because ticks often carry multiple infections simultaneously, Bartonella, Babesia, Anaplasma, producing overlapping symptoms that confound diagnosis. The most dangerous culprits are nymph stage ticks, barely 1 to 2 millimeters long, that attach to hidden body areas and transmit disease within 16 to 48 hours. The classic bullseye rash appears in only half of cases. Conventional medicine reflexively prescribes antibiotics for Lyme disease, but this approach has a critical flaw. While typical bacteria reproduce every 20 minutes, Lyme spirochetes replicate once every 1 to 16 days. Achieving the same bacterial kill rate as a standard 2-week course would require keeping drugs in your system for up to 18 months. This prolonged exposure devastates beneficial gut bacteria, while slow-replicating Lyme bacteria often survive. When protective bacterial allies are destroyed, opportunistic invaders like Candida colonize your digestive tract, triggering food sensitivities, nutrient deficiencies, and chronic inflammation. A 2016 European study of 280 chronic Lyme patients found no quality of life differences between those receiving 12 weeks of antibiotics versus placebo. Laboratory studies show common Lyme antibiotics fail to eliminate persistent Borrelia, particularly when bacteria shift into protective cyst and biofilm states. While antibiotics may help during early acute stages, they often fail to address what's actually causing chronic suffering, not active infection, but a dysregulated immune system attacking the body's own tissues. Many chronic Lyme symptoms stem not from bacteria, but from your immune system attacking your own body through molecular mimicry. Borrelia proteins so closely resemble human proteins that your immune system, trained to destroy the invader, begins targeting your tissues, a friendly fire persisting long after infection clears. Borrelia's outer surface protein A, OSPA, mimics human proteins like lymphocyte function-associated antigen 1, triggering immune attacks on joints and connective tissue. Scientists have identified at least 7 Lyme proteins that cross-react with human proteins targeted in rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and multiple sclerosis, explaining why patients receive multiple autoimmune diagnoses before anyone discovers underlying Lyme. Antibodies against Lyme's flagellum attack myelin and nerve components, causing numbness, tingling, and neuropathic pain. In the brain, Lyme-reactive antibodies assault neural proteins, triggering memory problems, concentration difficulties, and mood changes. This explains why patients suffer despite testing negative. Their immune system remains hyperactive and misdirected. The dramatic rise in autoimmune diseases parallels increases in allergies and asthma, possibly from sterile environments disrupting protective microbial balance. Contributing factors include processed foods, environmental toxins, chronic stress, and intestinal permeability. Recent research suggests autoimmune reactions may be reversible through immune modulation, dietary changes, stress reduction, and targeted treatment of underlying infections. Your gut houses up to 80% of your immune function. Many Lyme patients report years of digestive issues before infection, suggesting pre-existing immune dysfunction made them susceptible to autoimmunity. Your intestinal tract hosts trillions of bacteria in delicate balance. When disrupted, your immune system becomes prone to autoimmunity. Inflammation causes leaky gut. The intestinal barrier breaks down, allowing foreign substances through that trigger immune reactions in a vicious cycle. The immune-boosting gut protocol restores balance even after antibiotics or NSAIDs have damaged your gut flora. This approach includes rotating high-quality probiotics, 2 to 3 types weekly, to restore beneficial bacteria, glutamine to rebuild damaged gut lining, digestive enzymes to prevent immune reactions, fish oil for omega-3 fatty acids that strengthen the gut barrier, resveratrol to protect the intestinal barrier while mildly inhibiting Lyme reproduction, and traditional herbs like slippery elm and marshmallow to soothe intestinal lining. This strategy creates an environment hospitable to your beneficial microbiome, but inhospitable to Lyme bacteria, like restoring a damaged forest by preparing soil where beneficial organisms thrive. The immune-boosting diet optimizes alkalinity while avoiding acidic foods. The standard American diet, heavy in processed foods and simple carbohydrates, creates an acidic environment that fuels fatigue, inflammation, allergies, brain fog, and sleep disturbances. While diets like Paleo and Zone offer benefits, they don't specifically target pH balance. Clinical experience with thousands of Lyme patients revealed that pH balancing significantly reduces inflammation, rebuilds the gut, and boosts immune function. Foods affect body pH based on their mineral content. Those high in sodium, potassium, or calcium promote alkalinity, while those rich in sulfur, phosphate, or chloride are acidic. This reflects how foods influence pH after digestion, not their inherent acidity. Lemons taste acidic but have an alkalizing effect. The diet divides foods into 3 groups. Eat generously, 80% of diet, includes vegetables, select fruits, nuts, seeds, and certain grains. Eat modestly, includes low-acid proteins and specific produce. Limit or eliminate highly acidic items like farm-raised fish, dairy, most dried fruits, artificial additives, and inflammatory oils. Alkaline diets control inflammation, improve detoxification, optimize gut flora, benefit bone health, and protect against chronic diseases. Your body becomes like a garden. The right pH creates conditions where health flourishes and disease struggles to take root. Genuine healing from Lyme requires patience, persistence, and recognizing your body as an interconnected ecosystem where gut health, immune function, nutrition, sleep, stress, and environment work in intricate balance. Recovery follows a winding path. Progress reveals itself in good days, gradually outnumbering bad ones, not continuous improvement. Evaluate improvements over weeks and months rather than fixating on daily fluctuations. Symptom journals help track trajectory during difficult periods. The comprehensive strategy addresses multiple fronts simultaneously, supporting gut health through nutrition and probiotics, implementing anti-inflammatory eating, targeting infection with conventional and natural antimicrobials, eliminating environmental toxins, optimizing sleep, incorporating appropriate exercise, and developing stress management. Many patients find relief through this integrated approach after antibiotics alone fail. Those achieving best results report strict adherence to protocols for extended periods. Even small deviations can significantly impact recovery. Relapses often get triggered by stress, poor sleep, dietary changes, toxins, or excessive exertion. Rapid intervention within the first few days typically leads to faster resolution. Your body isn't broken, it's overwhelmed. The path forward isn't waging war against infection, but creating conditions where your body can heal itself. This means addressing inflammation, root causes, and emotional resilience alongside physical health. Recovery timelines vary dramatically, but persistent implementation of comprehensive protocols combined with faith in your body's abilities offers genuine hope. Your story doesn't have to end with Lyme. It can be the chapter where you reclaim your health.